Com.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. So stop that crying, be happy again, keep on smiling.
Oh, we're smiling, friends.
Cause when you're smiling,
how you doing, everybody? This is Scott Hillen at your service, back bright and early in the morning and loving every minute of it. We're going to sit around the table here and give you a little preview of what you can expect on the program today, on the radio stations you're tuned into today, which we thank you very much for. The Flag family, alive and well and raring to go for a new season. Feels like a new season, doesn't it? Actually, my benchmark on Bismarck has been, like, cold. I mean, if you had to put this winter into a headline, just cold would sum it up, wouldn't it? Oh, my gosh. I've just had a snootful of this cold. So anyway, I've spent a lot of time in Bismarck since December. We started the Legislature Today show. We started doing What's on Your Mind afternoons, and all of a sudden that led to What's on the Mind in the mornings. And we've been busy. Busy, busy, busy. And most of our time in Bismarck has been cold. So yesterday was like 70 degrees in Bismarck, and I was like, oh, okay. Bismarck isn't always cold. Actually, Bismarck was nice this weekend, and Fargo-Moorhead was cold. So anyway, lot of news to cover. And we didn't get a lot of time yesterday because this story broke during the program. A FBI raid in Montevideo, Minnesota. And Montevideo is my hometown. We're going to chat a couple of minutes here with the police chief of Montevideo, Adam Christopher, and see if we can get behind what this story is all about. We'll talk about that in just a minute. The mother of the two young boys who were tragically murdered by a DUI driver found herself in an unfortunate situation recently. She had a DUI. Now, everybody's piling on about this. In fact, the headline of the Fargo Forum today is, Mom Who Pushed for Tougher DUI Laws Cited Week After Bill Signing. The story to me still is North Dakota has stronger DUI laws. I don't think a mom who wanted tougher DUI laws having the unfortunate situation of a DUI diminishes in any way her role in asking for that. I think this is sort of a aha, gotcha moment that is unnecessary in my view. But we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about the Minnesota Vikings kicker and whether he's getting the boot because he's politically active. I happen to disagree with a lot of his stances, but I do almost think he's getting Tim Tebow'd a little bit here. All right? All right. We're going to talk about that more. Right now we have the police chief of my hometown, Montevideo, Minnesota, on the program, Adam Christopher. Hello, Adam. How are you?
How are you doing today?
Good. Appreciate you joining us. So we heard about this. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. FBI, Montevideo, Minnesota, what's wrong with this picture? It just doesn't fit. It's a nice little west central Minnesota community that just doesn't have FBI raids. What happened?
Well, we've been investigating Mr. Rogers for quite some time, actually, and ended up executing a search warrant last Friday.
Is this a isolated incident? I talked to a couple of friends in Montevideo saying nobody really knows them. They're just not well known in the community. How would you describe these folks?
Well, they do kind of keep to themselves, live in a trailer park here in town. I want to say they moved to Montevideo maybe three, four years ago, something like that. But I think they've been residents of our county for quite some time. They used to live in Big Bend, Minnesota, which is a really, really small community northwest of us. But yeah, I think they're they're kind of keeping themselves to a certain degree.
What's their beef?
Well, I think, you know, they have some, certainly some anti-government feelings. Basically that.
And, I mean, these folks have been referred to as terrorists. Do you think that's a fair description?
Well, I guess if you have bombs in your home, that sort of does fit.
And who were they targeting? Who were these bombs going to be deployed against?
Well, that at this point we're not ready to release.
But it's fair to say they have bombs in their home, and they were plotting or planning some sort of an attack.
Well, from my understanding, that sounds accurate.
Now, I understand there was a sign out front of their place called BSM, and
yep.
BSM standing for Black Snake Militia.
Yep.
And the family started this particular militia, right?
That's my understanding, is that's their little militia group.
Okay, when you know there's a militia group and they're in a small town, you have a few flags go up. But what were their intentions? What does the group stand for? Do we know that?
Well, they proclaim to be patriots, I guess for us, some of the biggest things that stood out for us was, they would fly flags upside down, things like that. And actually, in a small town, that created, quite a stir among some of the folks that really felt that was very disrespectful to the flag. While not illegal, very disrespectful. So that's kind of some of the things we noticed and the public at large noticed about them.
And by the way, the flag upside down means America in distress, right?
Yep.
So that's
yep.
that's what they were trying to say, and I've heard others suggest it's disrespectful to the flag, and it raises the ire, understandably, of folks as well. I guess what I can't understand, and maybe I'm not supposed to know at this point, who it is they're upset with. I mean, is it too much taxes? Is it the state of Minnesota? Mark Dayton makes us mad. Is it we don't like? The local police department because they make us follow the rules and not go too fast. I mean, do you have any kind of a sense of what caused them to be in the category of militia members?
Well, I think their larger concern, if you would be more of the federal government, federal agencies and things like that.
Now, the father of the young man that was arrested, you have one man in custody, is that
mm-hmm.
right?
That's correct.
The son has been arrested. The father told a television station that his son doesn't own any guns and the guns in the home belong to him. He said he's not a terrorist. He was not out to bomb nobody. I have no clue where the heck that came from. I have no idea who the heck he'd even be targeting. He's not that kind of a person. I can guarantee you that. What do you make of the dad sort of saying, the son's not doing any of this stuff?
Well, I think it's natural for fathers to want to protect their children. But as far as other specifics, I think that, this is an ongoing investigation, and some of that may come to light down the road.
Got it. But, I mean, you aren't necessarily alleging a big stockpile of guns. This is more about a bomb-making operation, it sounds like, huh?
Well, there were some weapons in there, but as well as some explosive devices.
And how long has this investigation been ongoing?
Well, at least locally, we've known about some of these tendencies and kind of kept an eye on it for in excess of a year, probably closer to 2 years.
And then when you pick up different clues here and there, you say at some point, hey, FBI, get in here and take a look at what we're looking at, basically?
Well, not exactly like that, but certainly we have a great working relationship with our federal law enforcement, and we communicate with them regularly,
One of the neighbors said something about, there's troubling views involving racial superiority. Is there an element of that in this as well?
I don't necessarily think that's true. I don't think that they would be considered like a white supremacy type organization at all.
You know, are they big? I mean, is this widespread? Is this a small family with a handful of folks involved? I mean, when you say Black Snake Militia, is that a local thing, or is it a part of a larger network?
Well, I believe it's a local thing, but certainly they have been communicating with a wider audience on social media.
Was there real danger here for folks?
Oh, these explosive devices definitely could have caused harm, yeah.
On the scale of like what, a Timothy McVeigh in Oklahoma City, or what kind of?
No, I don't think so. I mean, they would have made a heck of a mess out of a trailer house, I think. But again, I'm not a bomb expert, so I would feel comfortable talking specifics about that.
Is Montevideo Police Chief, Montevideo's Police Department, rather, and the FBI and the federal all working in concert here together? Everybody on the same page?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's got to be a good thing, right?
Yeah, like I said, we've always had a great working relationship with the FBI when we've worked with them. They've been great.
All right, and just so everybody knows, I don't want anybody defaming the hometown of Montevideo, Minnesota. Isolated incident, very bizarre. I mean, not the kind of thing you find on a normal day in Montevideo, right?
Absolutely not. We're a small farming community in western Minnesota with great folks.
Yeah, exactly. So don't start any stereotypes about Montevideo terrorists or anything.
Absolutely not.
Adam, thanks for the time. Appreciate the update. I know it's a busy time for you, and we appreciate you checking in with us, okay?
Thank you, sir.
It's my hometown, Montevideo, Minnesota, and when it hit the national news yesterday, you go, so what the heck? So made a couple of calls amongst folks saying, hey, never heard of these guys. Anyway, we'll preview what's to come on What's on Your Mind. This will certainly be among the topics. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Do you have a happy place? One of those places you can escape to? For Marie and I and the kids, that place is Chase on the Lake in Walker, Minnesota. It's a short drive from where we live in Fargo, Moorhead, but I'll tell you what, every mile or closer to Chase, you feel the weight of the world just come off your shoulders. And right now, if you stay at Chase on the Lake any Sunday through Thursday and get any hotel room, any one of the place, $75. King room, lakeside, suites. If it's available, it's yours for $75 per night. Now, to get that special, you need to do something. So stay tuned for that in a moment here. And by the way, you can check out their award-winning Aveda Spa and receive 40% off any spa service, too. Now, all of this is only available to Flag listeners. To get this great offer, go to chaseonthelake.com, enter the promo code FLAG. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code FLAG. See you at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
I'm gonna go.
can't get enough Boston, so I'm letting that roll. We're on the Common Sense Club, and the Scott Hinnick, well, actually, it'll take me a while to remember this is now What's on Your Mind, not the Common Sense Club. That's later today, and Mark Skogerbo will be here a little later on to give us not only a sports update. We'll talk about the Minnesota Wild. We'll talk about the Minnesota Twins. We'll talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder. Sorry, Minnesota doesn't have a basketball team, do they? I'm adopting the Thunder. Anyway, we'll cover all of that and more coming up on the program a little later on. And Mark Skogerbo will tell us what the plan is for today's Common Sense Club, as he'll be back behind the microphone later today, right here on this very radio station. Right now, I want to give you a little preview of what's to come on What's on Your Mind. Steve Bakken and I, every weekday morning between 9 and 11 a.m. Now, yesterday, I'll just firstly recap. Firstly, is that a word? Not sure it is. First, let me recap what we did yesterday. We had more guests than we normally would have on the program, but the reason we did is because the legislative session in North Dakota wrapped up over the weekend. And, by the way, I haven't said the numbers, but I do want you to know, whether it's wanting to know more about Montevideo or terror plots or anything else in the news, or have questions about yesterday's show or today's show, you're always welcome to call me at 855-200-1776. That's our toll-free telephone number, 855-200-1776. Aaron will get you on with us, and you can ask any question you might have, because in this particular segment every day, we want to just let you know what happened in the previous days. What's on Your Mind program, and also preview what's coming up a little later on this morning, just after 9 o'clock on today's program. So quickly on yesterday, we started with Max Schneider. Max is a Democratic leader, and he said, you know, in a nutshell, basically the legislative session was a missed opportunity. And he called it kind of rudderless in the way of its leadership, and the last few days turned into a circus-like atmosphere, and we missed all these opportunities. When pressed to say, well, what was bad? What should there have been more of? The mantra sort of Democrats is that not enough money was put into pre-kindergarten funding or addressing the daycare crisis. Now, if you look at everything that was addressed in the North Dakota legislative session, there's a lot of things. And I think tops on the list, I hear from people all the time, is the question of property tax relief. Right? Give me property tax relief. That's what I want. And there actually was about $1.1 billion in total tax relief. Lion's share, that was property tax relief. There was also corporate and income tax relief, personal income tax relief. So there was a pretty significant amount of tax relief. So I honestly think if we pulled the vast majority of North Dakota, they said, look, North Dakota is flush with cash because of all these things that are happening. Give some of it back to the people. So they did that. The other, especially for our audience in oil country, would be, you know, hey, there's a lot happening fast, a lot of impacts from it. We want that addressed. Well, my gosh, there's like $2.5 billion. $2.5 billion that were special projects, everything from education to roads and schools and just in the oil patch, just in oil impact counties, $2.5 billion. If you total all the money statewide into roads and bridges and infrastructure and new things, about $4 billion. So, wow, there's a boatload full of stuff on those two areas. Now there's stronger DUI laws. We have a lot of our audience, myself included, that is staunchly pro-life, that says, look, a heartbeat means it's a baby. A lot of folks that say, you know what, if there is a genetic defect, that isn't a reason to kill a child. If I don't like the gender of that child, that's not a reason to kill the child, right? So some real common sense legislation that was quote-unquote controversial, but really I don't think was at odds with the vast majority of North Dakotans, and ultimately will be settled by the courts. That's a good thing. But that's another thing the Democrats kind of say, too much on the social issues, and it really derailed everything. And anyway, Al Carlson came out and said, look, that stuff didn't take that much time. You know, we're able to do a lot of things. And by the way, everything that was discussed in the 11th hour, pretty much like had been discussed all along. Dale Wetzel came on the program, who is, of course, the managing editor from Great Plains News and the Great Plains Examiner, someone our listeners have heard host the Legislature Today program. And Dale's
presence on our stations is going to increase because the legislative session is done now, and a large share of his work has been writing stories for use by newspapers and radio stations and TV stations all across the state of North Dakota, specifically related to the legislature. He does that for an entity that we have called Great Plains News. And Dale started with us in December. The legislative session set hit in January, and that's all the guy has done. And he's done it well. And fortunately, I think our listeners have been the beneficiary of a lot of that good information. And you're going to be hearing more of Dale in the coming weeks. Dale came on, and I asked him about the governor's quote, about this was, if not the most, one of the most historic sessions in history. Did he agree with that? Dale said he really didn't agree with the governor because he said all they really did is have a bucket load of money and they spent it all. So, anyway, I am kind of curious, and we're going to talk about that on today's show. Do North Dakotans agree with Democrats that the legislative session was a disaster? My personal opinion is that the politicos on the Democratic side are jumping the shark a bit because I think real people wanted tax relief. They got it. I think real people wanted investments in important projects. They got it. $4 billion statewide, $2.5 billion in special projects in oil country. What's not to like? A reform of K-12, funding to make sure more property tax relief gets to folks. I don't know. I think the arguments against the work of the session are mainly political, and I don't think people are political. I don't think real people are political. I think that's sort of a game you play to try to pick up a seat here or there that the vast majority of people don't get. PR-wise, I think the Democrats probably scored more points than Republicans, but I'm not about PR. So anyway, we'll talk about that on the program today. We also have Rich Wardner on, so we'll hear from the Senate leader. Yesterday we had three of the legislative leaders, two Democrats, one Republican. Today we'll just have the one leader left, Rich Wardner from the Senate side. He's a Republican. And we've invited Governor Dalrymple to come on as soon as he can. He's busy crisscrossing the state signing bills. We're going to talk about the Vikings kicker that's getting the boot. And we're going to talk to Charlene Nelson. This will be an issue related to the big kahuna of the legislative session being tax relief. Was it enough to stave off another bite at the apple for Measure 2? Charlene Nelson, very instrumental in that whole effort. We're going to check with her on that point. Let's talk some sports. Anyway, that'll be 9 until 11 with Steve Bakken, yours truly, Scott Hennon, and What's on Your Mind. Coming up on the program today, so get ready to call us. Right now, take a break, come back with my buddy Mark Skogerbo. Talk news and sports headlines and a preview of Common Sense Club, too.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hardworking trucks. Three brands to choose from on one lot at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. America's favorite brands. Ford F-Series, GMC Sierra, or Ram. Drive all three and compare and never leave our lot. Plus, we'll deliver your new truck free within 300 miles. Check our website, NelsonFergusFalls.com. You'll see our prices, our inventory, and our great selection of three truck brands. Seven new brands all in one lot. Nelson Auto Center. Visit online anytime, NelsonFergusFalls.com. Exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's been way too long since I spilled my confession. My heart has a burden. I hope you will listen. Oh, you're my sanctuary.
And we're back. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon. A little preview of what's to come on What's on Your Mind a little later on this morning. Plus, get you updated on the news you need to know, the weather, as well as sports. Sports might be the most important thing right now. We're turning the corner. Feels like spring, so Twins baseball's in the air. How many games are we into the season now, Mark? We're about 500, right?
Yeah, but we're 2 under .500 because of the extravaganza that went on yesterday.
The extravaganza?
4 hours and 44 minutes of heroic, four double plays for the Twins, against the mighty Boston team. The line was Boston was over two-run favorites because they had 6 wins, 0 losses. Buck Holtz pitching against our Worley, 0-4. Comes out of the chute of both Maurer and Willingham, bang off the green monster doubles. So, wow, we scored 2 runs in the first inning. Worley looks like a world beater until the fourth inning when somebody pops a home run on him. Then it was like 1,000 cuts. It went on for 11 innings. And finally, little Pedroia home run comes out of his shoe to put us ahead. But Dozier turns around, hit his first home run of the year. We're going into the 10th, the 11th, and in the 11th inning, we get 2 outs, and our wonderful pitcher, relief pitcher, Burton had a flubber, kind of a dubby flubber ball that came off to his right. He ran over, grabbed it, and threw it wildly to Morneau, whose foot came off the bag. That guy gets on, and then they get 2 more hits. And so finally, after 4 hours and 44 minutes, Boston won. So now we're 11-13. Boston has got 21 wins already, and we got to go today. Diamond is pitching for us. He's great. He looked great in his last outing as he was able to beat Detroit. But we're going from one fire pan into the other because we're playing, super hot Detroit, super hot Cleveland, and now super hot Boston. So we got 3 more games with them before our schedule gets a little easier.
Yeah, Boston's like 20-11, right?
21 now.
They're leading the East 21-11, right?
Yeah.
And we're sort of middle of the pack there in the Central. So,
last year and a little
David versus Goliath going on here.
That's right. But we got a bigger Goliath and David thing going on tonight, and Matt Cullen made the paper in the forum. Great story about the unbelievable electricity that went on in XL as the Wild played their greatest game I've ever seen them. It was just unbelievable going against such an ominous, powerful team. The Blackhawks are just wildly good, but we came out energied them. They pounded them. Many more hits, 3-1 hits, 10 shots more. If they have that same energy tonight, if they believe they can replicate the awesome performance that they did on Sunday, we could come out of Minnesota 2-2. Now we got a 3-game series.
Here's the danger, and I think this is what Matt Cullen's talking about. The danger is this is such a big deal. They win in overtime, all the emotion, that becomes the series, right? That they just, they become elated over that. What they need to do is shut all that off and just, get nose to the grindstone, get back to, just playing good hockey and let the chips fall where they may. Because if they rest on those laurels of that big emotional win, we're toast.
I've watched cross country. And when the kids are running off in the woods, they kind of flag. But when they get in that last 200-400 yards and there's got a bunch of people screaming for them, some of these kids after 3 miles are sprinting. Well, I'll tell you, the difference between home ice is night and day. The electricity in whether you're in Chicago or whether you're in the XL for the home team is just stunning. And these guys skate full out as hard as they can go for a minute at a time or whatever.
Wait a minute here. I'm still back across country.
What I'm saying is,
I didn't get the connection between the runners on a golf course and the wild Blackhawks.
The point is, when you have a cross, you go through the motions until the crowd energizes you. You know, when you're fatigued, when you're just dead tired, and all of a sudden you've got a bunch of people cheering. You can see these kids pick it up in a cross country match, I compare that to Chicago. I mean, to hockey, where hockey you skate till you just drop, and you know, one line skates till exhaustion, and another.
So
you're
saying the crowd is going to be that X factor.
I think it can be, you know, yeah. But your psychological thing about just blowing off, about starting tonight afresh, but with the same philosophy, we're going to hit first, we're going to hit hardest, we're going to attack. You know, the only reason the game got close at all on Sunday is because they laid back and went defensive for 6 minutes and allowed Chicago to overwhelm them there in the third period.
Steve Bakken is here. Did you get that whole cross-country thing?
Yeah, a little bit. I never heard the crowd ever cheering, though, when I was in sports, but I would hear my coach yelling at me from across the field.
Would you?
Oh, always. Gary Berg's voice just rang.
Gary Berg, yeah. The coach of the East Grand Forks Green Wave.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And the track coach.
Was he track coach too?
Yeah, he was track coach too. So it was.
Were you a runner too?
No, but it was mandated. You were in track if you were in football.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Smart coach. Smart coach. You get you guys to run.
You know, Gary Berg was a great coach. My son's played cross country and tennis in East Grand Forks too, and that was really a
East Grand Forks
program.
A good group of folks. Is Jimmy Scanlon still athletic director there now? I think he is.
No, Bruce Nelson is.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I graduated with Bruce. I think Bruce took over that job after, it was the year after he was coaching when they won the state championship.
So what's Jim Scanlon doing now?
I have no clue.
Wow.
I haven't seen Scanny forever.
Yeah, good guy. Former Sioux assistant hockey coach. He went over there to coach the Green Wave and then ended up being athletic director there. Let's talk about the Minnesota Vikings punter. Is he getting the punt because he's a little bit of a yapper on politics, you guys think, or what? Or is this just he's not that good a punter?
Well, he's not the only one, though. If you draw the lines, Ian Badaggio also got the boot for speaking out, too. Probably not as good. Is there a spot for him in the NFL? Probably, because he's that talented. He's not a big name, but he's a good, talented player. Kluwe, however, in the world of punters, Chris Kluwe's a standout. It's hard not to draw that inference.
But we just got one in the draft, right?
Yeah, but why would you take one in the draft? Kluwe was cheap. He's, what, $1.4 million this year, which is relatively cheap. Phenomenal punter. I think, what, one... his big thing was the balls he had down in within the 20. I think he had one touchback last year.
Now, he was supposed to make big bucks this year, right? $1.45 million. So, obviously, they're watching the bottom line. Is that too much for a punter? What's your take on this, Mark? Is he going because he was a gay marriage advocate and speaking out, or is he going because he was costing too much money and they got a youngster coming up?
Well, when you think of what he gave the Vikings for field position, I agree completely with Steve. He was a great field position punter. You know, net yards was good early in his career, but he could lay that little egg down there in the 10-yard line again and again. He's a premier punter. $1.4 million, when you think of these guys that are getting $10 million, is relatively not a budget issue. I really believe I believe that he's getting spanked for being too vocal about the gay marriage thing. I really do, and I'm on the other side of that particular debate than he is, but he was an awfully good punter, a fifth-round draft pick to waste when you got a Kluwe. That wasn't an obvious need for the Vikings. Let's just
should have got a Kluwe maybe on some of that, putting a patch on his jersey.
Yeah, my question for you, though, is it a bigger picture just because he was raising up, dusting up the NFL a little bit when he walked out with the Post-it note having... the support for Ray Guy to get into the Hall of Fame, the old longtime Oakland Raider punter.
Hey, what was that? Was that just disconnected from the gay rights thing altogether? Was there any connection there, or he just liked to?
Yeah, I don't think Guy is gay.
Well, I was starting to wonder. I mean, was there any connection? He just was basically kind of a vocal kind of guy.
He was outspoken, and the league doesn't like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, because uniforms are sacrosanct. The league is supposed to, you don't put patches on there without a blessing, you know.
Yeah. You can't even wear different socks.
And the special teams coordinator was quoting, look, these distractions are getting old for me, to be quite honest with you. I think Ray Guy deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, absolutely. But there's other ways of going about it, in my opinion. So,
as a coach, though, if these distractions are getting old, but having a punter like that that is going to increase your productivity as the coach for special teams, what's more important, you keeping your job because your special teams unit is pinning down the opponents within their 20-yard line or within their 10-yard line, and that bodes well for the defense, or now you've got a rookie punter in there, so field position's swung 20, 30 yards a punt? What's more important, some minor distractions or keeping your job because you have a productive special teams unit?
And let's add one other guy in there that speaks his mind, Tim Tebow. Just named the most popular athlete, or influential athlete, I think is what it was.
Influential. Yeah.
And he doesn't have a team. Now, how does that happen? I think it happens because the guy's not afraid to take a knee.
Now, President Obama's pushing for him to be the Jacksonville's quarterback, so.
Is he?
Yeah.
Why?
That's funny.
I don't know. Tebow needs a job, I guess. I guess that'll help the unemployment numbers.
I'd love to see him.
Are you serious, or are you making a joke?
No, Obama was speaking out trying to get him a job in Jacksonville.
Because Jacksonville's horrible, or what?
Well, that, and it's Florida, so he's a big fan. Maybe that's currying Florida voters a little bit.
Well, probably.
Yeah.
But, you know, Tim Tebow has got such a lion heart. That, I mean, he's won so many games just on pure guts. Yeah, his throwing motion is not what you call classic, but the guy can run. I'd like to see him in a wishbone, a double quarterback, you know, kind of a running passing offense. I think there's a place for a guy with that kind of heart, but also, you know, he's really the poster child for I Believe in God guy.
But he can't be a backup, right? I mean, I think because he has so much popularity, if he's a backup, then he's going to become a distraction. He needs to be the main guy, doesn't he? Is he good enough to be the main guy?
I think you could have two quarterbacks. I think you could have a T-bone backfield.
I think there's a place for Tebow in the NFL. It's just not a quarterback.
And a lot of people are saying that. They're saying he should pick a different position because he's so popular, he could use that in...
Yeah, that goes back on him. I mean, he'd be a great tight end. He'd probably be a good swing back out of the backfield. Hey, that halfback option pass, I think, might be an option down the road for some team.
You're telling me the most influential athlete in sports, this is just in football, this is in sports, is not good enough to be first-string quarterback on any NFL team, right?
No.
You agree with that, Mark?
I don't know if he could start for the Bison.
I don't think so. The guy just is completely...
His mechanics are brutal.
He's hapless beyond 30 yards. Let's just put it that way.
Pulled a few miracles in the Broncos days there, didn't he? Just the flukes or what?
He did. Great heart, great hustle. You know, his legs and his arms. He's a fighter. You know, put him in a halfback rollout is different. If you got a pocket passer in him, now it's a whole different dimension. But
he's not
an NFL pocket passer, that's for sure.
Dante Culpepper, horrible quarterback, but when you've got Randy Moss to pitch it to, all you got to do is throw it up.
Fascinating. Mark, you need to tell us what's happening on Common Sense Club, but we'll have to do that in the next segment. And you got time to stick around too, Steve?
Oh, maybe a few minutes.
All right. So we'll give you another preview of what's to come up on What's on Your Mind. Steve and I will be taking the microphone statewide between 9 and 11. Stay tuned for that, and then... after our show, of course, that's our good friend Mark Skogerbo in the Common Sense Club. Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a 500,000 credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure, they're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more
at CUontheRoad.org. CU as in Credit Union on the Road.org and on their Facebook page. The Credit Union Association of the Dakotas.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Back on the Common Sense Club. I keep saying that. The Common Sense Club is later now because I've been saying Common Sense Club for so long. What's on your mind? What's on your mind? What's on your mind? Can you help me, Steve?
I'll work on that.
What's on your mind?
I want you to write that on the blackboard 100 times.
What's on your mind?
Do they still have blackboards in schools anymore?
They actually have really fancy schmancy whiteboards.
Oh, okay.
I think there's still blackboards, but they're covered up. Usually by construction paper and other things.
I haven't been in a new school for a while, so I don't know.
You should go. It's kind of fun, actually.
I try to stay out of school as much as possible.
When I'm not 2.5 hours west of our family, I try to bring Haley to school every day. You know why? She lets me still hold her hand, walk in the door, and... And actually, I get a little kiss and a hug before she leaves.
And how old's Haley again?
She's 9.
Yeah.
So, you know, and usually that goes away by 5th grade.
Enjoy that. This is probably your last year.
Exactly. And she's not embarrassed. So holding the hand, walking into school, a little squeeze and a little hug and a little kiss on the cheek every now and then.
Aww.
In front of fellow students, I might add.
Yeah, you're on borrowed time.
Yeah. Now, the others on the hand, Alex is a senior, and if I'm within 1 mile... of the school, alarm bells go off, okay?
Yeah, pick me up around the corner at Stop and Go.
Yeah, and our daughter Hannah, she's in the 8th grade, and it's, okay, this is good, Dad, like on the edge of the parking lot.
And please don't look at anybody, and please don't talk to anybody.
Can you duck down? Can we get those windows tinted?
She actually said to my wife the other day, I wish you had a mute button. That's what she told her mother. She told her mother, I wish you had a mute button.
Now, kids are parents. So did they pick that up from your wife telling
you
that?
I don't know. I have no idea where that came from. But okay. One thing I'm very proud of all three of our kids, they have a wonderful sense of humor. Mark, I think you've been around us too much. You've transferred your sense of humor on our children.
Well, it's like a second family. I just love Haley. She helped us greatly with the garage sale. My daughter did not hug me for 3 years. She thought I was completely gone, and she was probably right.
Now, when though? What age is what you?
Between her, I think, 9th to 11th year. I don't think one hug.
Those are hugs are hard to get. I still get them from Hannah, but I mean, Alex, I mean. He would turn green if I gave him a hug. He would turn green.
But now,
do you push
back?
Little
Bunny Foo Foo hugs me now. So
Little Bunny Foo Foo, excuse me?
Little Bunny Foo Foo hugs me now. She's 40.
I think the reason she didn't hug you is because you called her Little Honey Foo Foo. What was that?
Little Bunny Foo Foo.
Oh, Bunny Foo Foo.
Little Bunny Foo Foo.
Steve, do you think that's a problem?
We figured this out, Mark.
Yeah.
No mystery here.
So, Mark, you go first. And by the way, Mark did help with the garage sale this weekend. I didn't give enough credit yesterday. And we did talk about this on What's On Your Mind, didn't we, Steve? We talked about the garage sale.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. I was abandoned by my wife. She did all the work leading up to the garage sale, but garage sale day was sort of my day.
See, I would have said that would have been an opportunity for you to get rid of some of her stuff. Every guy out there...
She doesn't have any stuff.
But every guy out there has come home from the garage sale that the wives are doing, and some of their stuff's gone that wasn't marked for the garage sale.
That happens the exact opposite. Alex does have a new John Deere tractor that at least 10 people offered to buy. Yeah. A lot of people. Did you try to sell it or buy it?
I offered it to a guy for $50,000. He didn't take it.
Yeah. I don't think Alex would have sold it for $50,000, to tell you the truth. Anyway,
we've bought five of them and given them two.
We've digressed here. What are you going to do on Common Sense Club? You go first, and then Steve and I will tell you what's happening on What's On Your Mind.
Okay, they're planting. I got my old buddy Bob Liebachen's going to be on with me talking about commodities. We're going to start doing that kind of regularly. We got some incredible news. Tomorrow we're going to have the big ISA hearings in the House, which the Republicans control, about Hicks, about the whole Benghazi disaster, which is much worse than Watergate as far as I'm concerned. We got this amazing breaking story of these four women being held for up to 10 years. One of them was born in captivity, happening in Cleveland. And just a lot of percolating stuff going on in the world. Also, I'm going to talk about Ronald Reagan's favorite president. You know, I like to harken back to cool things in the past. Happened to be the last Republican that got the majority of the black vote. So we're going to be talking about him and a little poetry segment.
A little poetry segment. You know, Mark is a poet. Did you know that, Steve?
Well, if you can rhyme Bunny Foo Foo, I guess you're a pretty good poet.
You got a pretty good idea there. Mark the Freedom Poet, ladies and gentlemen. You're blessed to have him on Manning the Airwaves for the Common Sense Club coming up later on this very radio station. Steve, what are we going to do?
Well,
what's on your mind?
We're going to talk about empower the taxpayer a little bit. I've got a hunch Measure 2 might come back. It's actually...
Measure 2 was... The property tax
property
relief.
Property tax relief.
Question on the ballot.
Eliminating property taxes. I got a hunch it's going to come back. I don't think enough was done, at least visibly and in the forefront. The discussion to me comes down to whether or not there was relief or reform, and I think people wanted reform. I'm not convinced that the legislature got it completely right by not addressing some of the reform issues rather than just relief issues. And I got a feeling Measure 2 is going to come back. I wasn't a supporter the last time, like a lot of North Dakotans weren't, because it got voted down. But I can't say that's going to happen again.
By the way, two guests on that topic. One, Charlie Nelson, who co-chaired the Measure 2 effort, along with Bob Hale.
They're in the Supreme Court this week, too.
Yeah.
Thursday, we're going to talk to Bob Hale after he gets done with his speaking at the Supreme Court.
And that will be interesting. Also, Rich Wardner, the Senate Republican leader, will join us, the majority leader in the Senate, because we had his three counterparts. Two Democrats, one Republican yesterday, so we'll have Rich Wardner today. We're still waiting for the governor to find some time for us. And also we're going to talk about the Minnesota Vikings kicker, who's getting the punt, getting the boot. And
we may even discuss spiders. Anybody that knows me knows I am deathly afraid of spiders.
We want to hear from you. Jot this number down, because we're getting ready to take your calls at 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind.
We'll be right back with more of What's On Your Mind.
after these messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach and Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's one dozen beautiful assorted roses absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM20.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.